بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما من عبد تصيبه مصيبة فيقول: إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها، إلا أجره الله تعالى في مصيبته وأخلف له خيرا منها. قالت: فلما توفي أبو سلمة قلت كما أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأخلف الله لي خيرا منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This chapter, we began the discussion yesterday, what should be said by the mayyit, person who has just passed away, and that person or the family members of those who of the deceased, what should they say? The last few ahadith, the narrator is Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith she mentions her personal experience. Her husband Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at the time of his demise to console the family, give them advice, etc. As we mentioned previously, from this the important lesson is learned, particularly learned scholars or spiritual seniors or elders. If someone in the locality is very ill, terminally ill, or is about to pass away, it's important that they visit that particular family, console them, give them advice, advise them to make sabr, and to be careful that at that particular juncture, a time of test, etc., not to utter words of curses, etc., but to be careful to make the correct dua at that time. In the last few riwayat, duas that should be read at the time of death, upon the deceased, upon the family members, what we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has been mentioned. And in this hadith also, similarly, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no slave of Allah, no believer, is afflicted with musibat, with a calamity, with some sort of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he responds to it in the following manner. Somebody who is near, beloved to you, passed away, some sort of test or a calamity has come upon you, what should you do? In this hadith we learn the first thing is what is termed in Shariat as istirja. Istirja is the recitation of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What does this mean? This is something very often we recite when we hear that somebody has passed away. We learn this from this hadith also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said recite this. But in this hadith we find that the meaning is general. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say that when somebody passes away read this. Any musibah, any calamity, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that he would read this even if a thorn pricked him or a mosquito had to bite or the breaking of a shoelace, even on the extinguishing of a lamp. For example, now we have power surges, the light goes out, suddenly it becomes dark. As a believer, this is also a test, this is also a calamity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, anything which causes harm to a believer is, or any calamity that befalls him, we learn from this is a means of sawab, it's a means of reward, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should get into this habit, as we learn from this hadith and from the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You slipped, you hurt your toe, you snubbed your toe. Sometimes a door, Allah save us, closes on somebody's finger. Or any difficulty, thorn pricked you, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. Very beautiful, concise dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and very, very effective dua. So we should get into the habit of reading this, because inevitably, in a day, two or three times, this will happen. Something, some sort of taklif, some sort of difficulty, some sort of pain, you will be afflicted with. So immediately, get into the habit, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. First part, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is what is called istirja. What does it mean? Verily, we belong to Allah, and we will have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person reads this dua with the correct conviction and belief in it, pondering over its meaning, what is the meaning? That from this, I am in this world as a musafir, as a traveler. This is not my original abode. My original abode is I come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent me to this world. The life I have, Allah gave me. The beloved family members I have, Allah gave me. The wealth I have, Allah gave me. Everything that I have, I am the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah enjoys exclusive rights over every aspect of my existence. I am Allah Ta'ala's slave. I have no right to question what Allah Ta'ala does to me, what Allah gives me, what Allah takes from me. There's no right for me to question this in any way. Main to Allah ka banda hu. I belong to Allah. I am Allah's slave. This is very, very, although this expression istirja is very brief, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it is very, the meaning of it is very, very deep. And in this is the what we call marham, solace, comfort from whatever mental anguish, physical anguish, emotional anguish a person goes through. Whatever hardship, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I belong to Allah. Allah enjoys exclusive rights over me. I am Allah Ta'ala's slave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha this dua also, that read this at the time of the demise of Abu Salma. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any musibat, any calamity, get into this habit, recite this, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, O Allah, reward me in this calamity. Reward me in this hardship, in this test, in this trial, in this tribulation that you are putting me through. And وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And in exchange for it, give me something that is better. You lost something, Allah took back what belonged to Allah. So you are asking Allah Ta'ala to give you something better than this, in exchange for it. So, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, what will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the thamara, the benefit of this dua. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, when you read this, O Allah, reward me in this musibat and calamity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will reward you in that calamity. That calamity will become a source of sawab, and you're going closer to Allah ta'ala. وَأَخْلَفَ لَهُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. And guaranteed, if you read it with yaqeen, وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. Allah, give me a better return. Give me something else better in place of what you took away from me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will give you something better in return. So Umm Salma radiallahu anha says that when Abu Salma passed away, I did as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me to do. So Allah Ta'ala, I saw in my life the thamara, the benefit, the return of the dua which I made, because I used to think to myself, who can be better than Abu Salma? She says, Allah فَأَخْلَفَ اللَّهُ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah Ta'ala gave me better than Abu Salma in exchange of him, and that was I became the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The point which we mentioned earlier, which I am reiterating in this hadith, that we are encouraged that we should visit the family of when there is someone in the throes of death, console them. In fact, Amr bin Hazm radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a believer consoles his brother due to a calamity, whenever a believer consoles his brother due to a calamity, someone is going through some calamity, it can be a financial loss also, or someone passed away in the family of someone that you know, to console them, to commiserate with them, to give them advice, to share their pain and their loss. Amr bin Hazm radiallahu ta'ala says that whenever a believer, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a believer consoles his brother due to a calamity, Allah will clothe him with the robes of honor on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will clothe him with the robes of honor on the day of Qiyamah. This riwayat is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Wa Nabi Musa radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا مات ولد العبد قال الله لملائكته قبضتم ولد عبدي فيقولون نعم. The next hadith, obviously we've got a little bit, time is limited, we'll begin the first part of it. Abu Musa radiallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when someone's child passes away, normally mayyat in the family is something that is difficult, it's a trying time or period for anyone. When it's a young child that you lose, Allah save us, but when it's a young child that is lost, then the pain, particularly by the parents, is felt to a greater extent. So Rasulullah ﷺ said that when the young child of someone passes away, Allah Ta'ala says to his malaika, قَبَضْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي, you took the soul of the child of my slave. فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ, they will respond and they say, Ya Allah, yes, we did that. Then Allah Ta'ala says, قَبَضْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُعَادِهِ, you took the fruit of his heart. Like we have this expression in Urdu, they say, لَخْتِ جِغَر, piece of my liver, piece of my heart. Particularly when it's a young child, this is the attachment that the parents, particularly the mother, has with that child. So this is a great test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not go in vain. This is not a time to exhibit bare sabri. We learn from this hadith, this is a great honor which Allah is bestowing upon those parents. Because at the time of that demise, Allah addresses his malaika and says to them, you took away the fruit of the soul of my banda. So the angels respond to this, Naam, yes, Ya Allah. Fayaqul. Allah ta'ala then asks the angels, how did my slave react to that test? Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.